Dear Cheap Astronomy, how far away are we from building the first moon base? Regular Cheap Astronomy listeners will be aware we have a tendency to put a dampener on things. For example, sure, we could be flying astronauts to Mars in the 2030s. They might arrive there with cancer, osteoporosis, uncorrected myopia, and a strong desire to kill each other after being locked up in the same room for 7 months. And there'd only be an 80 to 90% likelihood of them actually arriving at all. But sure, we could do it. A few world governments just have to work together and pitch in several million dollars a year each for a decade or more. No problem. But don't get us wrong. It's good to inspire people with a sense of wonder and purpose. Really. But it's also good to engage with the detail sometimes. If we keep avoiding talking about the problems, no one is ever going to come up with the solutions. So, just to get a bit real for a moment, humans haven't left orbit since 1972. The idea that we'll suddenly get energized again and decide that the first trip out should be to another planet is not a likely scenario. NASA's intention to make the first trip out be a trip back to the moon or to a near-Earth asteroid is a much more realistic plan. After that, a lot of people think the next step should be to establish a moon base. And here at Cheap Astronomy, we agree it should be the next step. But all the current speculation about how we'll land giant 3D printer robots that will convert moon dust into paving stones and building blocks is just that, speculation. If using naturally occurring silicon-based particles to 3D print building materials was both technically feasible and cost-effective, wouldn't we be doing it now with beach sand or something? And even if it wasn't all that cost-effective, wouldn't NASA be at least trialing it with beach sand or something? So sometimes it's good to take a step back from all the speculative futurism. If we want to live in pressurized compartments on the moon, and let's face it, that's the only way we are going to live there, then we're going to have to fly up materials from Earth. We'll probably need steel frameworks and glass windows, or maybe inflatable modules if that technology really survives the test of time. Nonetheless, there's a need to launch a whole lot of mass from the surface of the Earth. Once you have built something on the moon, then it would make sense to cover that building work with some kind of moon dust cladding to provide protection from radiation and micrometeorites. But there's no way you can build a habitable structure from just lunar resources in the foreseeable future. And then there's the non-trivial issues of needing water and a breathable atmosphere. Sure, we've discovered that lunar regolith has some substantial water content. Indeed, quite a lot more water content than anyone had assumed. And of course, once you've got water, you've also got hydrogen fuel and oxygen. But it's not clear that anyone's done the math on the extraction costs involved in getting that water out of the regolith, costs which may include trucking tons of water over long distances from high-yield areas like shadowed craters near the moon's poles. So, when we do the math, it might turn out that it's still cheaper and quicker to just launch big tanks of water from Earth, even though that would be neither cheap nor especially quick. So, it's great there are a lot of ideas out there, and let's keep them coming. But it's not clear there's yet been a game-changing idea that's going to make everyone go, "Well, if we can do that, then of course we should build a moon base." For example, if we were mad keen to not only fly to Mars, but to fly to Mars on a regular basis, then we'd have the economic rationale to build a moon base way station, or even a launch station. Alternatively, we could do science on the moon, but we're already doing science on the ISS, and if you've ever listened to that fabulous podcast, I think it's called Science on the ISS, then you'd know that about 75% of ISS science is microgravity science, And you can't do microgravity science on the moon. You can do 1/6 gravity science, but there's not actually a big demand for that right now. So, to summarise, if you want to build a moon base, we have the technology. What we don't have is a business case that incorporates a quantifiable return on investment. So, as soon as we can build that business case, we can build that moon base.